Thank you very much, Mrs. Moderator. Dear participants of the UNCTAD event, it's a great pleasure for me to be once again at this UNCTAD Global Commodities Forum. Our association, the Global Gas Center, was founded in 2015 in Geneva and is active on gas topics like the energy challenges and the future role of gas in a low carbon economy. Our association has also a partnership agreement with UNCTAD. Today, my presentation will address the situation of decarbonization and security of supply in the gas industry. Next slide. We observe three main trends in the energy sector. First, the decarbonization to avoid or reduce CO2 and methane emissions. Then the digitalization to improve the efficiency of the energy systems. And finally, the decentralization with more and more local energy produced. These trends lead to a growing electrification and the greening of hydrocarbon molecules. Next slide, please. It is possible to act on three levels to improve the decarbonization in the energy transition. On the legislative level, but also on the behavior, which is sometimes more difficult, or on the technology. Investment in research, development, and innovation are key for sustainable growth and greening the molecules. A recent report from McKinsey & Company is revealing that about $750 billion is needed in the next decade to develop carbon capture, $200 billion in transport infrastructure for mobility, and $700 billion in hydrogen technologies. But we have not to forget overall that energy has to be affordable, secure, and sustainable. Next slide, please. In the gas sector, the main strategies for decarbonization are the fuel switching. For example, switching from coal to gas-fired power plants can save up to 65% of CO2. You see it on the picture right above. Carbon capture to store and eventually reuse carbon dioxide. Energy efficiency by developing new technologies like hybrid boilers and cogeneration. Green gas production like biomethane or synthetic gases. And the picture right down shows that up to 4.9 gigatons of CO2 per year could be saved with low carbon gases. Mobility with new gas-driven vehicles, especially in the light-duty segment or long-haul trucking, as well as the maritime sector with LNG could bring a solution. Next slide, please. Gas infrastructure will play an important role also of the security of supply in the OECD countries. Thanks to sector coupling, it will be possible to add additional flexibility during the cold season. In Switzerland, for example, with a nuclear phase out, there will be a lack of power production in winter in 2050, like you see on the graphic. It's a blue segment, and an excess of electricity in summer due to hydro and solar energy production. You will see it in orange on the graphic. The situation could even be worse with the development of electric heat pumps and e-mobility. To help to produce additional power during the cold season, new power-to-gas installations will be needed to shift seasonal energy volumes. Next slide, please. For the future, we need some key technologies, especially for the low carbon economy. You can see on this slide that there are three main technologies which we are needed for the future. That's renewable gas production, biomethane, hydrogen, and carbon capture and usage. We have some existing development going on with anaerobic digestion, efficiency improvements, and for hydrogen, actually steam methane reforming systems, also with CCUS, and going on also electrolysis, especially with renewable energies, to produce green hydrogen. In the CCUS sector, we have developments on the carbon capture based mainly on amine solutions, but there are also some developments going on with some pilot projects on storage units. But we need also for the future some disruptive technologies. I think in the renewable gas sector, like pyrolysis or methanation, to transform hydrogen and CO2 in synthetic gases, or into hydrogen sector with new electrolyzers or power to gas systems. And in the CCUS technologies, we have developments going on with new membranes, especially based on graphene or polymer, to capture the CO2. We will also develop large-scale carbon transport systems and storage units. And there is also some solutions that are being testing in oxy-fuel combustions. It's clear also the costs are quite high for these renewable gases, hydrogen, or carbon capture, but we think with the scale-up, there will be some improvements in these costs. Next slide, please. Not only high-tech solutions are helpful for the energy transition, but also simple and cheap solutions for developing countries. For example, waste can be used in some countries for cleaner cooking instead of using wood or charcoal. Biogas is a viable cooking solution for communities in Africa and Asia which have access to sufficient organic feedstock. It has numerous benefits in terms of health, economy, as well as environmental impact. Thank you very much. That's my presentation.